welcome to another episode of Fool's Daily. I'm still joined by Lee, possibly on mute, depending on whether he's coughing up a lung.
No, I'm here. Hello.
Joel.
Yep, still here.
And Justin.
Hello.
Justin's from Weird, in case you didn't hear yesterday's episode. And today we are talking new models in Book 3. Does Book 3 have a name yet, Justin?
It has a tentative name, but I don't think I want to release it quite yet.
Damn, I thought I was going to sneak it in there. And... Curses. Okay, so, new models. And let's face it, everyone loves new models. It's where they go, they grab it, and they go, new models, and they go, I'm going to make plans. Then, you know, if they're me, the plans fall apart. If they're Joel, the plans work brilliantly. So what new models have we got, Justin?
You've got 5 per faction. We talked about the emissaries yesterday. There's one of those per faction. Also, we have a Malifaux band. It's sort of like an outlaw country / rockabilly band that is joining us in Malifaux. And each faction is getting one of those. And the way that they work is they're tormented models. They can work well with Jackdaw. And the idea is that they are sinners who have been cursed. And whenever they play their song, it sort of invokes that sin. And so their names are, you know, pride, envy, lust, whatnot. And there's one per faction. They're all mercenaries. And the lead singer of the band is Wrath. And he's a Neverborn henchman. And when he leads a crew, he can hire all of them, so you can have the whole band jamming together.
The weird guy's never born. You see, I've told you guys, they're the best.
No. That's the point. I better not. Better not start asking Justin if he'll play Guild as well.
And then there's 3 new models per faction beyond that, beyond those 2 cycles of models, and that's going to vary per faction.
Okay, so that's 35 new models.
Yes.
That's not bad at all.
Do you know that after the Rust Beaters, that feels manageable?
Yeah.
Yes.
Can you just have to worry about the campaign on top of it.
Yeah, well, yes.
Well, do you worry that the campaign playtesting will suffer because Malifaux gamers being Malifaux gamers will all go ooh shiny?
Yes,
and gravitate towards the models.
That is absolutely a concern. I've already put out a call out on the Henchman forum for people who wanted to dedicate themselves to campaign testing. So I have like 8 people who will only be testing campaign. And outside of that, yeah, I would appreciate it if people can pay at least some attention to the campaign, at least read it and tell me your thoughts before you start focusing only on the models. That's a concern.
Okay, so we talked the emissaries yesterday, and how they're big sort of centerpiece models, and similar to the effigies, they're themed around, I suppose, the archetypes of a particular faction.
So for
those ones, have you? Given that each faction has, 7 masters, including the cross-faction ones, have you sort of... How do you make sure that that particular model works well with a particular master? I know we did talk about this yesterday.
Oh, for the emissaries? That's mostly the... that's how the master-specific upgrades come in. So the emissary itself is just a decent 10-point model. That isn't specifically themed to work with any particular master, and then you put the master upgrade on it, and then it'll get better. So, for example, the Arcanist one is this cool, it's like a giant minotaur-looking thing, and it runs around beating on people, but then you put Ramos's upgrade on it, now all of a sudden it buffs constructs that are near it and has the magnetism ability. And now it works a lot better with the Ramos. Or you put Mayfang's upgrade on it, and now it gets to perform a push and put a scrap marker in base contact, and it'll allow masters near it to take extra melee attacks, which Mayfang obviously would appreciate. Whereas Ramos wouldn't, but Ramos can't take that upgrade anyway. So, yeah. He would like the scrap marker. It doesn't matter. He can't do it. so yeah, that's how they get themed to a specific master.
Okay. So, all right. I see. So you get, and with the, we said yesterday, the dual faction ones, there's a single upgrade for the dual faction one and it flips across. Is that right?
Yep. So going back to Mei Fang, she has one upgrade, and either it can be put on the Arcanist emissary or the Ten Thunders emissary.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. Yep.
That's pretty cool. And then we have the band. And you said that they were named after the sins.
Mm-hmm.
So is that the name of the band, or do we not know the name?
We're still. I hope to finalize the name today. I don't know yet. At the moment, it has a playtest name of the Lunatics, but that is almost certainly going to change. Yeah, that's sort of up to Nathan. The band was something he really liked, so he gets to choose the name. Right now, we have a call up for the henchmen to suggest names, and I think Nathan's going to pick one of those today. So.
I just hope they can all fit in 150 stone crew.
Oh, they can. The henchman who leads has a special ability that says that he can lead up to 50 soul stones. And the whole band with him as the leader, because he'll be free if he's the leader, is 48. So.
There we go. Actually, a wonderfully themed crew and some nice basing opportunities springing right up.
Yeah, have you seen, I mean, I'm not asking you to show us art and things, but have you seen all the art for the new models?
Yeah, except for, I think, one. I don't think I've seen the Neverborn Emissary, but I think everything else I've seen.
Okay. Cool. See, that's always, I must admit, that's always the bit that I think I prefer to the rules, because I'm not one of these players that can look at the rules and go, aha, these look brilliant. But when I look at the art, I go, haha, I must have that.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, there's a lot of players like that.
My own head is wondering if there's any sort of tie-in between the band and Sue. Oh, the mouth was other musician.
Yeah.
No, shush.
See, he's already on the filter, isn't he?
Well, yeah,
it's not been released yet, and he's like, yeah.
He's going, Neverborn henchman, I've gone back to Neverborn. Yeah, let's smash it.
I'm loving it. I'll turn you up to 11.
We'll just distract you with Crossmaster.
That'll work.
So I can go through some of the other...
Sorry, it's Justin. Okay. We went off on one, as per usual. Who can you tease us with?
I can just kind of go through the list.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. So let's see here. I got my art list open, so I don't miss anything. Starting with Neverborn, because clearly they're favored.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
I thought Gremlins were your favorite.
I played Gremlins when I first started playing Malifaux, but I can't. I don't know if I can say at this point that I have a favorite. Not even Neverborn. That is a joke. None of them. I hate all of the factions. They're all terrible.
You hate them all. hate them all equally.
Yeah, that faction that you think is broken, I didn't break it. Blame Joel. Now, okay, so starting with Neverborn, we've got Changeling, and that's a new low point model. It's 4 soul stones right now, and the idea is it's sort of like a baby doppelganger. And that's a really cool model. It actually doesn't have any attack actions, but it can use attack actions of models around it. So that's a fun one. We've got a Corrupted Hound, which if you read the Guild Hound entries in Crossroads, it mentions how Guild Hounds are starting to, like, mutate. And so the Corrupted Hounds are Neverborn versions of Guild Hounds that have black blood and have totally been corrupted. We have Bunraku, which are Japanese-themed puppets for Kaladi. They are 6 soul stones, because that is a slot that I think that crew needed, and there are also dual faction 10 thunders. All right, and that's it for Neverborn. So those 3 plus the band member, they have Wrath, plus the Emissary is 5. Resurrectionists actually got some really fun new stuff. I was tired of adding undead to Resurrectionists because I think they can summon enough. I think Leviticus has enough hiring options. So they actually got two new enforcers and one new henchman, which are all living. So we have Lizzie Lovelace, and she's pretty cool looking. She has this like giant mechanical dress on, and she is Hannah's sister, sort of a free corpse traitor. We have Hayridan, who is a Nephilim, and his backstory is that he saw these humans invading his world, and he's like, hey, we can use these resurrectionist magics to help fight them. The other Nephilim didn't like that so much. They gave him the boot. And so he's the first traitor. It's one of his abilities, actually. So resurrectionists get a Nephilim, which I think is pretty fun. His art's awesome. We have the Forgotten Marshal. And as some of you probably know, Death Marshals in the fluff have to go through like training with resurrectionist magics to know what they're fighting against. And this guy, turns out he liked it a little too much. So, yeah.
He went to the dark side.
I like the sound of him already.
Sith Death Marshals. Love them.
Well, no, because I can just see... Because McMorning, there he is in his day job. Hello, Guild Marshal. Hello, Death Marshal. Yep, yep. And then he goes home and he's got a secret one in his lair.
So...
Oh, yes. Oh, I think
people will have fun with those.
Are these all 30mm?
Let's see here. Lizzie Lovelace is on a 40, because her dress is huge. Hayridan is only in a 30 right now. I could see him going up to a 40. The Forgotten Marshal is definitely going to be a 30. All the Neverborn were 30s. So yeah, going down the list, I'll tell you the base size too. We've got Wandering River Monks for 10 Thunders. Those have been hinted at in the fluff before, so that shouldn't be too much of a surprise. They're wind-themed monks. They can push people around. They can leap. They're on 30s. Joro Gumo, which are, if you Google that, they're like giant spider oni demons, which should be fun. They're on a 50. They have glaives, too, which I think will look pretty cool. And then we have Obsidian Oni. Those are on a 40. Those are constructs, so Mei Fang should be pretty excited about these.
No one ever plays Mei Fang as 10 Thunders.
Well,
I've never. Has anyone ever seen Mei Fang played as a 10 Thunder?
Yeah, I have.
Well, that's why she needs some new stuff in 10 Thunders.
Stas, Obsidian Onis. They sound good.
So, going down the list, we have Guild, Sanctioned Spellcaster. They're on a 30, and the idea is these are sort of like the Oxfordian Mages, but they've been captured by the Guild, and they have this collar on that lets the Guild sort of control their magic. And so, they'll be pretty fun. They have rules for exploding when they die, which I enjoy. We have Mounted Guard, which are on a 50, and they're just like your standard guild guardsmen, but on a horse. So you can take like, the Lone Marshal and McCabe and a bunch of Mounted Guard and have like a whole mounted crew.
Oh, superb. Yeehaw.
And then we have Master Queeg, who ironically is only a henchman. I might need to change that, but whatever. He's on a 30, and his fluff is that he does he's in charge of the convict labor in Malifaux. And, he can make guys take actions, and he has a whip. Nice and oppressive.
Where's Queeg from? Is it Moby Dick?
The Kane Mutiny.
Okay. And as soon as you said the name, I'm thinking, I've heard that before.
Yeah, something nautical. Yeah, you're close.
Yeah.
Arcanists. We've got the Ice Dancer. It's on a 30. That's a Frozen Heart showgirl. So she has ice magic, and she sort of casts it on the ground underneath her as she skates along. So she's a very mobile sort of objective taker/melee person. who can work for Rasputina or Colette. Or, I mean, or, you know, Ramos if you want, but... then we have the Basilisk, which keeps changing names. That's on a 50, and it is a construct beast, so it can work with Ramos or Marcus. And it's sort of poison-themed, because Marcus can, I've noticed, rack up a lot of poison between Miranda and the Rattler, so this can kind of make some use of that. It can also make some use of burning, so hopefully it works in a couple different crews. And then we have Wind Gammon, which are four Soulstone Gammon that are pretty mobile. You know, kind of a generic model there, but that's not bad. Going down the line, we have Outcasts. We have Big Jake. He's themed off of a John Wayne movie. And he is he's a Native American. I think our second one after Joss. And he's got a tomahawk. And he has a cool ability called I Thought You Were Dead. Where if he dies before turn 5, he gets summoned on turn 5 with, I believe, 2 wounds remaining, and he can interact as normal, and his melee attack actually gets better. You pissed him off, and now he's back.
Back from the dead.
So he should be really good in objective games. That got changed. It is now Scion of the Void, because we introduced the emissary models. Scion of the Void. This is on a 30, I believe. Could be a 40. And that is Terra's new henchman, because Terra needed a henchman. Lots of berry shenanigans. Then going down, we have the Winged Plague, which is a 4 soul stone. I believe it's a gammon. No, it's not a gammon. It used to be a gammon. Mostly for Hamlin. Interacts with Blighted. Good little objective grabber. I've seen a lot of feedback in the henchman playtest, and I've left it, because I want to see if this pans out in the open one, that Hamlin does not need another low point model, because it is only 4 soul stones and he has all those rats. But I think Hamlin lacks a low point objective grabber, because you cannot claim objectives with rats. And after that, his next highest is actually in the 6 or 8 range with rat catchers or the rat king. So I think a 4 soul stone model for Hamlin is actually pretty good. But so far, everyone has disagreed with me. So I may change that. We'll see. Gremlins? Are we almost done? Yes, this is the last one. All right, Gremlins. We have Sparks, who is a new Gremlin henchman, and he interacts with constructs in all sorts of cool ways. And he has the Foundry characteristics, so Mayfang can actually take him. We have the Mechanized Porkchop, which, as you would think, is a mechanical construct pig. Again, has the Foundry characteristic. So Mayfang can take that. It also works pretty... And it has the pig characteristic, so, you know, it works well with Ulux. And then we have the Survivor, which are the theme of these. These are gremlins who have survived gator attacks and have all sorts of weird mechanical limbs that, you know, do crazy things. Like, turns out they have a rocket punch and whatnot. And that is it.
That sounds very cool. I mean, how do you go about designing new models? I mean, are you looking to fill gaps in a faction or fill gaps in a thematic master range?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it actually depends on the model. So first thing I do is look at a faction and think about if that faction needs anything. So let's look at, you know, Outcasts. So I look at Outcasts and I go, Terra absolutely needs henchmen. So I add a henchman. And by the way, that can actually be taken in Rezzers if Terra declares Rezzers for anyone listening and freaking out about that. Terra definitely needs a henchman. All right. And then after that, I don't think Outcasts as a faction actually need very much. I think they're a pretty well-rounded faction. So I get on the phone with Nathan and I'm like, hey, doing these new models, what do you think? And he's like, I really like the movie Big Jake. Let's make a model themed around that. And I'm like, all right, that's fine. And then after that, we sort of looked through our art and turned out we had art already for, a plague gammon with wings. So I was like, well, let's go ahead and make a model for that. Hamlin could use a 4-point model, which everyone disagrees with me on. and that, you know, I can just up the points. No big deal. So one of them, a hole needed to be filled. One of them, you know, the boss really liked the idea and came up with it. And then one of them, we already had the art. So it really depends on the model. And then if you were to look at the Resurrectionists, I looked at the faction and I was like, all I know is I don't want to add any more undead. They have things that buff undead, so every undead I add increases the power level of the faction, which I don't think needs to happen. It increases the models you can summon, which again, I don't think needs to happen, but they could use some personality. So like, what can we do here? So then I just thought of, you know, three different sort of traitors that would go over to Resurrectionists. And if you've noticed, things sort of like crossing factions or betraying is sort of a theme of this book, with the Corrupted Hounds and the new Rezzers, and even some of the other stuff. So the book sort of... Oh, and the Sanctioned Spellcaster is sort of almost an Arcanist. Actually, yeah, it is. It's like a captured Arcanist. So things betraying or changing factions was the theme of the book, so that sort of influenced some of the stuff as well.
So you didn't think, Justin, to turn Molly's new Super Flesh construct into a Resurrectionist model?
No, I mean, like I said, I wasn't looking to add any more undead of any sort. But that's a very likely addition for, you know, the future.
McMorning has to have it. actually, let's just fill the books with McMorning-only models. Then we don't have to worry about other factions.
Actually a pretty good idea. I like this. I like whether I'm going to have to edit some things here before the playtest. We've only got a few hours, but that's okay.
McMorning, it's okay. Find and replace McMorning only.
Well, we'll do this the easy way. I'll just change everything to either Rezzers or Guild and just add poison on everything.
Brilliant. This is awesome.
But if you made everything so it was Rezzers or Guild, wouldn't that actually kind of like end up maybe helping Spooner in the long run?
No, because he's a buffoon.
Okay.
Just imagine how much more painting stuff you'd have to do and never get finished, Mike.
Oh, yeah, fair point. Yeah,
five more models, I'm safe for
probably
years.
Best to go with your original plan, Justin.
Yeah. It was fun while it lasted.
For a moment, it was beautiful. Cool. So, 35... So, that's... Yeah, 35 new models. A campaign. What have you been doing in your spare time?
I have a baby.
I suppose I... Some people. Zero. Right.
I've got a question.
Oh, go.
Maybe semi-intelligent, maybe not. Justin, will the models from the starter set be in the book and in the playtest?
They will not be in the playtest. Because I think they're pretty thoroughly play-tested by the henchmen.
Okay.
And also, I'm not entirely certain when that is going to print, so there's a good chance it'll end up going to print, like, you know, second week of the playtest, and then I end up removing them, and then people get confused, so...
Okay.
I mean, I don't know for certain. Like I said, they could go to print 6 months from now. I don't know. I just know that they're done to a level that I am comfortable with. However, I will likely put them in the book, because I don't like having models that are not in a book somewhere.
Okay.
Awesome.
It's making me very glad I'm going over to Gen Con.
It makes me very glad you're going over to Gen Con.
Makes me think we're going to have to book you more luggage on the way home.
Yes, I think maybe.
That's all right. I've got stacks of air miles.
Cool.
I don't think I have anything else, actually.
Oh.
We know all the new models. We know what they're called. We know there's a rock band. We know why the models came in.
Surely we've got to ask one question about production. So, Justin.
What, so that Justin can say, yeah. I don't do that?
Yeah. I've got one for you. Justin.
Go for it.
Do you think they'll sell all the rock band in one box, like a crew box?
Oh, I don't do production. I'm sorry.
Hey. And on that note, I've been Mike.
I've been Joel.
I've Justin. Been Lynn.
Oh, fool. I've been Sharp, and I've been Lee. Am I allowed to come back on this again?
Yes, you are. Cool. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You can contact Fools Daily on Twitter, we're at Fools_Daily, or via email, foolsdaily@outlook.com.